Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. George Campbell, Ramsey personality, is my co-host today. He's also the host of the Entree Leadership Podcast and the podcast that has absolutely exploded in listenership called The Fine Print. You can find all of those with Ramsey Networks. Be sure and check them out. We're here today to talk to you about your relationships, your mental health, your boundaries, your money, your job, your career, whatever it is in your life you want to talk about. It's a free call. Some say the advice is worth exactly what you pay for it. The phone number is 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. Jennifer starts this hour off in New York City. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I have a question. We're on baby step number two, and to increase our income, I decided to write a book. Now, I've recently finished it, but I don't know where to go from here. There's so many master classes and websites and all of these things out there, and you don't know if it's a scam or not to platform it. I don't know where to put it.
Okay. Good question. What's your book about?
How to begin your gluten-free lifestyle when you get diagnosed with celiac disease.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, what we did, the very first book I did was called Financial Peace, and I it was a very analog world in those days. There was no internet. And so it was all about just guerrilla marketing, we called it, just hand-to-hand combat, and just how can we get the book out there. Today, you've got some digital tools available to you that make it much, much easier than the way I did, carrying the books around in the trunk of my car. And so what I would tell you to do first is probably just jump on the Amazon platform. You can take your manuscript, download it, put a cover on it, and just sell it as a demand, and they'll print them, sell them on demand. They've got a whole publishing system there, and get started with that. It's not very economical, and so you don't make a ton of money on your first few thousand books, but you can get the book started, get it moving, make some money on it before you spend a bunch of money to market it. Okay.
Okay.
The second thing I would do is investigate on-demand printing other than Amazon, and then I would be looking for websites like the celiac, anything having to do with celiac, right? And try to write articles with some keywords in it that bring up celiac, so people that are searching celiac will find that, and it can link to your book. You could link them to your Amazon. That'd be okay to do too. But somehow let that world that's out there know that you've got some ideas and opinions about it. George, you've done a lot of online marketing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's what you used to do before your personality.
And I'm gluten-free, so this is a great crosshair.
Are you
so,
really?
Yeah. And my wife is celiac, and so I didn't adopt it because of that. But
why did I answer this question?
No,
I didn't know any of this.
Well, the principles still stand, but I just had some ideas for on top of everything you said, which is great advice. First of all, as a side hustle, you may want a more reliable source of income. So you may want to go do something that can produce money today, because the book may not take off like wildfire. This could be a 5-year journey to get this kind of business off the ground. But something else you could do is nutrition coaching, and then the book can be a part of that as an add-on. So that may be something you can do today. We sit down with people who are recently diagnosed.
About it, but I'm just a person suffering from celiac. My daughter has celiac, and I just remember how overwhelming it was not to know where to start.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great resource.
I'm not an expert, but I just wanted to help the people.
There's a lot of Facebook groups that you can jump into and start offering some of your resources and say, hey, I was just diagnosed with this. I wrote a guide that I hope helps others that are experiencing this. And if you search on the internet, there's tons of forums, people that are wondering about this, recently diagnosed, and they want to know how to navigate this. So you need to be proactive in going to find those people right now to get this thing off the ground.
And the good news is you can do that any time of the day, after the kids are asleep. You know, I mean, you can hustle while others sleep in working these chat rooms, working these forums, working these Facebook groups. And if you've set the book up as an on-demand Amazon product, you can just drop your Amazon link in there and go, if you want it, here it is. And But I would suggest not overtly selling, but instead kind of give your opinion, give some suggestions, give some help, empathize, show them how you felt in your response, say, on a Facebook group. If you go in there and just start selling stuff, a lot of them will boot you out.
Right.
But if you go, I did all this, and I wrote this, if you want it, it's okay. But you don't have to go in there and be the bookseller of the world. But George is right. I think some other streams of income are going to be really important. This is a missional thing for you. It matters deeply to you. But here's the actual numbers, okay? Of all the books published in the United States, 90, and by publishers, professional publishers that are supposed to know what they're doing, 90% of them never sell over 8,000 copies.
Okay.
So a book that sells 100,000 copies or more is a unicorn. There's not many of them. Now, we specialize in unicorn production here at Ramsey Solutions. Our books generally sell several hundred thousand copies. Baby Steps Millionaires, for instance, is about to hit 300,000. It came out in January. But we've been doing this bestseller book stuff a long time, and we have an unusually large marketing platform that allow us to create those situations. But just to tell you, just putting a book out in the wild and never having
open
done
for
it
the
before.
Checks to come in.
And not really having a platform, the chances of it. And your subject, honestly, is very nuanced to the point that George deals with it in his home every day, and I didn't even know it, and I know George pretty well. So, it just, I mean, you're going to have a limited audience, obviously. And so it's not a broad market subject.
Yeah.
It's a nuanced subject.
It's not for anyone who wants to lead a healthy lifestyle. It's a very specific thing. But, Dave, your story of putting your book in a video store back in the day is inspiring. And that's the kind of proactive mindset I want Jennifer to have, where she goes, I'm going to go to a local business, a nutrition coach, and say, hey, can I put my book out front?
Okay.
I'll split the cost. You know, whatever that is, get creative and start trying different things out.
Have some fun with it. But I think my point is back to yours, and that is, let's not count on this to be real side hustle income. It might be just more missional.
It may not get you out of debt faster.
If it makes some money, that'll be great too. I'm glad for that. But I think you'll make a whole lot more money doing a more traditional side hustle while you're working on your book. Do both, you know. But if you're saying this is going to get me out of debt, no, it's not. Low probability of that. The length of time it took me to sell my first 1,000 books was absolutely amazing. And again, I was doing it in an analog world. I didn't have the benefit of on-demand publishing. There were no such thing as chat rooms or forums. Or
couldn't just start an Instagram account.
There were chat rooms. It was just called the lunchroom at the middle school. That was called a chat room. But there was no internet. So this is The Ramsey Show. Working with gazelle-like intensity to pay off your student loans. Good for you! But look, high interest rates can slow you down. Refinancing through Splash Financial could help. Go to splashfinancial.com/Ramsey now, and you can see if you get a lower rate and save some money. It's time to build some momentum, guys. Hey, if you complete your refinance by May 31st, 2022, they'll give you $200. Be sure you go to splashfinancial.com/Ramsey. Camel Ramsey personality is my co-host today. On the phone in Dallas, Texas is Logan and Aaron. I'm sorry, Aaron is with us. And I'm here to do a debt-free scream according to my screen. How much have you guys paid off?
We paid off $119,424.
Way to go. How long did this take?
Right at 24 months.
Good for you. And your range of income during that time?
We started about 58,000, went up to 135, and now we're about 95,000.
Cool. Good for you. Very good. So what do you guys do for a living?
I'm a full-time firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a trauma ICU nurse.
Oh, wow. Very good. What kind of debt was your $119,000?
Well, unfortunately, we were very normal. So it was, we had both of us had student loan debt that we kept putting off. So we had a bunch of interest with that. We had two vehicles. We had medical debt, a family loan,
a lawnmower.
Uh-oh. How much you owe on your lawnmower?
I owed $3,500 on the lawnmower.
That's not as bad as I've heard. So I'm glad. That's still. I mean, that's much as I borrowed from my first car. But yeah, nothing. No big deal. But yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys!
Really nice.
How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 10 years this past December.
So what happened 2 years ago that put you on this Ramsey journey?
Again, unfortunately, so when we got married, so like I said, 10 years ago, my father-in-law came to us and whenever I asked him to marry Aaron, he said, you got to do two things for me. He said, you need to love the Lord God with all your heart, body, and soul, mm-hmm. and you got to go through financial peace.
I like this man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, unfortunate part is he forgot to say that we had to do what the lessons taught. So
that was assumed.
So we kind of forgot that part.
Oh, no box checking. We actually have to implement. Okay.
You were Dave-ish.
Oh, not even. Yeah, you just went. Nope. You just did anything to get the girl. I know what you're doing. All right.
Yes, sir. That's right. So we ended up in October of 19. I was going back and forth to Dallas. We live a little east of Dallas and had a pretty good commute. So I started listening to the show again. And it was that point of I was stressed out. We had two car payments. Aaron wasn't working at that time. I was absolutely stressed out. And it was just one of those, I'm sick and tired. I've had enough. And I came back and talked to Aaron that evening. I was like, hey, we've been doing this wrong this whole time. Let's
finally do it.
And she was at like, you know, God was putting on my heart to let's do this again, too. And it was game on after that.
Wow. So what did you guys do? Did you go back through FPU, read a book? What kind of got you back on track and motivated?
So I have a copy of Financial Peace, and I read that again. And then we did get Ramsey Plus again, went through the lessons. Our church was putting on the class at the time, so we also got plugged in with that. I jumped on the Facebook group, which was really awesome just because we were able to get encouragement, get feedback, see other people's, you know, questions and stuff. And that was really motivational for us in getting through that 2 year grind.
So the Ramsey Baby Steps Facebook group.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
They're awesome in there.
Yeah,
so what's this income jump? You went up to 135, back down to 95. What was going on there?
I went back full time as a nurse, and it just, not that like COVID was a blessing by any means, but they were in dire need of nurses, and so they were paying well. And we made the decision to put me back full time to help us get out of.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of them. And then we did a few other things.
We sold just about everything. The kids are basically all we kept.
That's all you need at the end of the day.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And I actually got several raises at work, and then Aaron went to PRN, which is just a very limited part time, because she wanted to go back, be back at home. Her mom was battling ALS at the time, and she wanted to go back and be with her. So we were willing to take that pay cut going back down.
Yeah,
and just kind of
once you got free, yeah, for sure. Yeah, very cool. That's good. Well, the good news about nursing is you can jump in and you can jump out and you can jump back in. I mean, you can do whatever you need to do. And that's the beauty of her situation. And you guys just decided game on and knocked it out. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
My key and our key for it was, I have two, was get mad at it. You have to get mad at it. You can't give up the fight. You can't get lazy. You can't look at what anybody else is doing. You have to look at your spouse, or if you're single, look at yourself in the mirror and say, we're going to do this. And then the second one, which is even bigger, is prayer.
Mm. Both of those are really good ways to get mad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's some of my best prayer time.
Yes. Yeah. That's my thing was that it was just finding that why, because we had the head knowledge back from 10 years ago, and it, that really wasn't enough for us. And until we got our why and that sick and tired and just mad at ourselves for what we've, you know, the situation we put ourselves in.
Well, in a sense, in a sense, what you tolerated.
You know? Yes, sir. Correct.
And you just said, and to Aaron's point, you have to reach the emotion and say, I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. I'm not going to tolerate this situation. I'm not going to tolerate this behavior. I'm not going to tolerate these products in my life. I'm not going to tolerate life done this way. We're going to do it a different way. And when you reach that sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's a very good point. That when people finally say, I've had it, that's when they change their lives. That's good. You guys are powerful. You're very cool.
That's incredible.
How old are you two?
I'm 32.
And I'm 31.
And you're free. How's it feel?
Oh, it irreplaceable feeling.
Yeah, that was, I was able to take, actually go on a men's retreat the weekend after we got debt free. And it was amazing. It was the first time I hadn't been stressed out taking a trip my entire life.
Mm. And we've been called to be givers, and God called us early in our marriage, and we just always like, how are we going to get there? And now we see like, okay, we're going to be able to give like we've always wanted.
Wow. There you go.
That's big.
I love that. I love it. Very well done, you two. Very well done. We're proud of you. Great job. Who are your biggest cheerleaders outside the two of you?
Well, her dad and mom were very, very helpful.
Thankful that you're going to do it since he made you go through the class. Yeah,
that's about
right.
Time.
He's been, I mean, he's just so proud that we did it, and my folks helped us out as well. And then I've spent so many times calling our FPU leader, Dan and Cynthia Cool. They blew it out of the park, and they gave their story of how they worked the baby steps, and just the way they presented it just, it just blew my mind, and that was a big moment for me to really kind of commit to this.
All right. Well, way to go, guys. We've got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That's the next chapter in your outrageously generous story. That's where you're going to be. You're going to put yourself in a position you can give away numbers that you only used to dream of owning, and pretty good stuff. How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth, How You Can Too, our latest number one bestseller around here at Ramsey, and I'll send you a copy of Total Money Makeover for you to give and disturb somebody's life with that, and give it away and mess with somebody a little bit. Proud of you guys. Very, very well done. Logan and Aaron in Dallas, Texas, $119,000 paid off in 24 months, making 58. She goes back to work up to 135. She decides no more after I'm debt free, back down to 95. Count it down. Let's hear a debt free scream.
All right. We brought Lydia and Gabby, our kiddos, with us, and they're going to do it with us. All right. Y'all ready? All right. 3, 2, 1.
We're debt free.
This is how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it's done.
They even sound adorable. That's sweet. Man.
They are adorable. We saw the YouTube pics for those of us that get to cheat that way. Cute kiddos. Oh, that's fun. Young family changed their whole family tree.
Amazing.
Changed their future. They took control. They're not waiting on someone out of Washington to fix their life. This is The Ramsey Show.
Lot on your plate. A job, your home, your marriage, and your growing family. While you're enjoying the present, you can't help but think about your future and your finances. As you explore your options, consider Christian Healthcare Ministries, or CHM, for your healthcare. Their generous maternity program and budget-friendly monthly programs have been a blessing to members welcoming children into their families. Visit chministries.org/budget to see if it's right for you.
Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Ramsey trusted provider.
Of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Matthew and Vanessa are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Welcome. You come sliding in sideways, barely making it from the airport. Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, it was a traffic jam in Kentucky.
There was a traffic jam up in Kentucky, just out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we were at a dead stop for about 45
minutes.
Okay, so
I don't understand why you're coming through Kentucky if you're from Houston.
Well, we went to see the Ark and the Creation Museum in Kentucky, and so we ended up staying in Lexington yesterday.
Okay.
And so we got up early and came here. But
you didn't know about the world-famous Kentucky traffic jam?
No, apparently not.
Idea. It's because there's not one. But yeah. Well, congratulations, guys. How much debt have you paid off?
So we paid off $213,900.
Goodness. Wow. Yes. How long did this take?
58 months.
5'8"?
5'8".
58 months.
Yes.
And your range of income during that time?
So we started this journey separately before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And so my income was around $36,000. Hers was around
$10,000. Mm-hmm.
And we got all the way up to about $125,000, and we're back down to about $114,000.
Cool. What do y'all do for a living?
I'm a GIS analyst.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an accountant.
Very good. So this is a five-year deal here.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been married?
We've been married about 3.5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was the debt? What was the $214,000?
So $50,000 was our student loans, mm-hmm. and then the rest is our mortgage.
You paid off your house!
Yes.
Looking at weird people!
Woo!
You're strange. I love you. How old are you two?
I'm 30.
28.
And you have a paid-for house.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. It's unbelievable. What's the house worth?
It's worth about $250 right now.
And it's yours!
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I love it! Yeah, baby!
Wow.
What in the world inspired you to do this at your young age? This is amazing.
I heard about you in college, but I didn't really start following you until I got my first big boy job. Because I just didn't make enough income. But honestly, whenever I first started, I just didn't want to be homeless. So just paying my bills, basically, and then I just kind of got inspired by hearing all these people paid off their mortgage. And so before we were married, I set a goal for us to for whenever we bought a house to pay it off by the time I was 35, but we obviously blew that goal out the window. So yeah.
So whose idea was it to not only tackle the student loans but the mortgage too?
It was mine. I'm a big Dave Ramsey nut. So
if you go in, you're going all in.
Yes, I'm all in or all out. And so this plan fit me perfectly, especially since I'm just a gifted saver. And I just love being able to see that bank account grow. And so having no debt is obviously the key to becoming wealthy. So
yeah, way to go. So Vanessa, he told you this is what he's, you know, this is how I roll. What'd you say?
I was a little hesitant at first.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure? And then as we went on and we paid my student loans off, I was like, maybe we can do this. I can see it now.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. You guys did all of this in your 20s. Most people in their 20s say, well, Dave Ramsey's playing me. I'm not going to have a life. I'm going to miss out on my entire life. Do you feel like that, having done this?
No, honestly. I mean, we still did like a trip to San Antonio, and then last year we went to right before we paid the house off, we went to Daytona International Speedway because I'm a big NASCAR fan. But we still went out to eat. I mean, we still hung out with friends, but we didn't just sit there and scrap lint the whole week and sit there and live on beans and rice. I mean, our budget bill, our grocery bill wasn't tremendously large, but we still did some things and still ate out. And like I said, we didn't just stay home all the time.
So yeah. Dave Ramsey didn't scar your youth.
No, that's good.
No. He helped my youth.
Thank you, George. Thank you. I've been redeemed.
I want to sell your good name.
I just want to make sure we get that out there for you people. Good for you guys. Way to go.
You're incredible.
How does it feel to be completely free?
It's unreal, amazing. I mean, the sky is the limit right now on what we can do. We're already being able to bless people, and it's such a blessing to us. We're about to lead our 8th FPU class next week, and we've had a total of almost $230,000 paid off in all our classes at our church. And we're thrilled that we're going to be able to help people, and that we're going to be able to be outrageously generous.
Yeah, Way to go.
What a testimonial now as you lead more classes and you go, we got to pay for a house.
Wow. Yeah, that means because, you know, there'll be some guy in there that thinks he's got it all together, and yeah. then they're looking at this guy, he's 30 years old with a paid for house, so that kind of like is shut up,
yep.
right? Yeah.
Great testimony
so,
there.
Very cool. Way to go, you guys. Woo! What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
Beanie Babies and Pokemon cards. No, not really. He's
been saving that one up. While he was sitting in traffic, he dreamed that
he
joke
actually,
up.
Yeah, he actually mentioned it whenever we were in traffic.
He's practicing his lines. I just had to stick that one in there, Dave.
I know. I could tell.
But, no, I think just perseverance and just having a vision beyond just Friday it's totally worth it, and that people definitely need to get on this plan, even if it means sacrificing 2 or 3 years of your life to do it. Like I said, it's just totally worth it. I don't even know how to explain it. Whenever we paid the mortgage off, I just wanted to jump all the way to Mars. I feel like I could defy gravity at that point. Knowing that our kids aren't going to have any debt in the future is tremendous, because that was one of the goals of ours, was to have no debt whenever we had kids. Mom, dad, not pregnant. I'm sorry. just being able to change our family tree and be able to be generous to whoever needs it at that time. Mm-hmm. And that we're going to be able to spread God's work because we're completely debt free and that we're financially stable.
Well, way to go, you guys. Very cool. Very cool. Good work. Good work. Well, we've got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That is definitely the next chapter in your story. You're heading that direction very, very quickly. And How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth, How You Can Too, number one bestseller. And on top of that, of course, we'll give you a Total Money Makeover book for you to give away and continue to stir up a ruckus. With that, thank you for leading the classes. You guys are incredible. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I
appreciate very,
that.
Very, very well done. Who were your biggest cheerleaders?
I would say my parents.
And my parents also.
Yeah. I think her stepfather was completely baffled and amazed that we paid off our mortgage in basically 3.5 years. Mm. Because they still have a mortgage. And so like I said, he was just baffled, and my dad paid their house off when they were 39. Mm. And stuff. So just having that inspiration, and I kind of had a bet with my dad that I was going to pay, that we were going to pay our house off before 39 years old, and obviously we blew that out of the water.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
And so they're super proud of us. And all that. So
you did it before Vanessa was 29. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, she was actually 27 when we paid the house off.
Oh wow!
So,
yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. The one thing I was bummed about was I turned 30 last year in April, so I missed paying the house off in my 20s by like 5 months.
Shucks.
Oh wow! I'm bummed about that. That's just killing me. Yeah.
You guys,
you're killing me here. I love it.
Overachievers. That's what we call it.
Well done, guys. Very well done. All right, it's Matthew and Vanessa, Houston, Texas. $214,000 paid off in 58 months. That's their house and everything at 30 years old and under. Man, making 46 up to 125. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt-free!
There is hope, Dave. There's hope.
No, there is. I'll tell you what. You take a house payment, $2,000, $2,500, put that in a growth stock mutual fund from 30 to 60, whew, you're going to have a lot of millions just from the house payment alone.
Yeah.
This is The Ramsey Show. personality is my co-host today. Lucia is with us in Virginia. Hi, Lucia. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. How can we help today?
Yes. I'm wondering if I should get or consider a trust for my elderly mother. She's going to be selling her home and moving in with us. So the proceeds, I'm kind of nervous about it. I want to do the best for her, protect those proceeds. So I've heard of a Medicare trust and different types of trust, but I don't know where to go with that.
What are you protecting the proceeds from?
Well, from other siblings that might, inconsiderate siblings that might call every time they have a problem, and then my mother would, dwindle.
Sounds like that's not a hypothetical.
No.
We already know who this is. They have a name. Okay.
Asking for a friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. If you put it into a trust and she is the beneficial, has the beneficial interest of the trust, that means she's the owner of the assets in the trust in a sense. And you set someone that will say no to inconsiderate siblings up as the trustee, your mom would still have the power to instruct the trustee to release the funds.
Okay.
There's no way if your mom can access the funds, which she would need to do if she needed them, right, then she can access them and give them away. And I think what we're going to do, you could put the money with her permission into an account that requires your signature and her signature, and you could refuse to give that signature. But if you hired a professional trustee, they won't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
If you set yourself up as the trustee, now you could say, no, Mom, I'm not going to do it. But you're going to end up being the bad guy with the inconsiderate parasite sibling.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably are anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, generally the responsible one is the bad guy to the parasite. That's generally the way it works in families. I mean,
yeah.
Have you talked to your mom about this? Had this conversation with her?
No, not really. I wanted to get, the information and then present it to her of what, we should do.
What the options are.
Yeah, I think what I would do is make sure that she has a good estate plan, and while you're meeting with the estate plan attorney, ask them what some legal methodologies are to make it difficult for your mom to access the money in a moment of weakness, in a moment of enabling to a parasite sibling, and just talk out loud in front of her to the estate planner about that. They could probably tell you if there's a way to structure a trust to do that, and you could meld that into the estate plan. That's one thing to do. You can set up a simple bank account that requires both signatures. That's not a trust, but it just requires both signatures, yours and hers, and you're not going to give it. That one's very clean. If you're going to set up a trust, the trustee would need to be someone who would say no.
Mm-hmm.
And again, an attorney is not going to say no. They're going to take the instruction of the person that has the beneficial interest.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be uncomfortable otherwise, and you're just going to look at her and say, no, you can't do that, Mom, because you're going to need this money. I don't need the money, but you're going to need this money to take care of you. And, that's the two things that come to mind. No matter how it is structured, whatever you decide to do with her input and maybe with the input of the attorney, I think you go ahead and have a little town hall meeting here with the spouse, with the other siblings, and say, listen, here's what we've done. This is Mom's money, and nobody can get to it except her. We've trapped it. So that kind of puts them on notice. Don't even ask, because it's useless for you to ask. And then you're not put in the position later that says, oh, I'm the one that has to say no. But if you just act like, hey, we put it in a lockbox, a legal lockbox, and it can't be opened. So you can't get it. And just let them know to don't bother. Mm-hmm. And I do that as a conversational head them off at the pass thing and put it in the rearview mirror. But that's not an unusual thing you're facing, by the way. Parasite siblings with an enabling mom is a fairly standard playbook we see out there a lot.
Creates a lot of relational drama, especially when you don't have this conversation, and all of a sudden, mom's gone, and we're all trying to fight about it now. So I like having the conversation now.
Yep. David is in New Mexico. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So my wife and I, we've really been committing to going through the baby steps. And right now we are doing baby step 4.
Mm-hmm.
And
great.
What I wanted to know was when you guys thought would be a good time or a good baby step to start thinking about a baby. So we're at that point where we're considering it. I don't really like public schools in our area, so I want to send them to private school. Do you guys have any suggestions as far as when to start thinking about that?
Yesterday.
Or
you should already have babies. Go get babies. Babies are awesome.
Okay.
What's holding you back right now?
Well, so the main thing is to both my wife and I work. She's a labor and delivery nurse, which probably explains why she's really wanting the baby. My concern is once she has our first baby, that I would really like for her to be able to stay home. That's going to have a shift in our income.
Yep.
And so I don't want us to have to take any steps backwards since we've been able to move forward so well.
You shouldn't have to take steps backwards. You structure your household to where you live on your income.
Can you afford to live on your income alone, David, today?
So the biggest issue would be the mortgage. We took on the mortgage prior to the whole, Dave Ramsey baby steps. So it's a little bit more than that portion of our income. So right now at my current income, that probably might be feasible, but we would definitely have to do the whole beans and rice and beans again.
Well, it may be that you choose to not live in that house to have babies. Or you choose to not live in that house to have babies and her be at home with them. Or she works, 3/12, which a lot of nurses do.
And a newborn's not going to private school, so we don't need to worry about that right now either.
At least not in my house.
No. Do they have private schools for newborns?
I suspect,
scary.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, they got everything for newborns. But, yeah, listen, we don't tell people when to have children. It's not a financial step. The baby steps have nothing to do with babies. And so, you have babies when you and God decide to have babies. And that's the time to have babies. And I'm a big fan of babies.
Yeah. And it becomes a line item in your budget. That's it.
Yeah.
It's an added expense.
And so what you're doing, David, is you're saying, okay, I really want my cake and eat it too. I want to be able to live in this house. I want to go to private schools. I want her to not have to work. And I want us to prosper and go forward. And you can't have all that. You're going to have to choose something. Your income's going to have to go up. She's going to have to maintain some kind of income. Or you're going to live in a different house. Or, and thus is the joy of raising a family. But, I highly recommend it anyway. Yesterday, babies are the best thing I've ever done. And I've done some really cool things, but babies are the best. The only thing better than the babies, of course, is the grandbabies.
Mm.
And, if I'd have known how great grandbabies were, I'd have been nicer to their parents. So there you go.
Rachel and Daniel and Denise, they ended up just fine.
They turned out.
They're great.
They turned out. It's okay. But, yeah, it's because of their mom. This is The Ramsey Show.
Do you love a good Dave rant? Want to see the latest Ramsey Show videos going viral? Check out your favorite moments from The Ramsey Show on YouTube. Go watch and subscribe to The Ramsey Show channel on YouTube.
you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruz, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruz Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruz Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.